I have my own version of Stevie Wonder in the house right now. Jim Thompson, may I just say...
That's quite an intro.
I had to completely go over the top for you, but you and I go back too far.
Well, so, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. You are a wonder, sir, and you've been my muse for many years. Love you, friend. Thank you for all you do in the community, and I'm so glad that you're still not just alive and kicking, but representing our generation in a terrific way. Can I say that, too?
Yes.
Look what you're doing.
I love your historical perspectives on the songs that we grew up on.
There you go. We did indeed. Yeah. Hey, well, it is that time. Let's you and I be the first to say, Bootnik!
As everybody's cringing. It's still raining.
It is coming so fast and furious, and we're looking forward to all it's going to be once again. And we want to do a little bit of pre-promotion, and part of that is the pre-sales of the armbands are big this year. So you give me the scoop on that.
Yeah. Well, we started doing the pre-sale on armbands to give people a discount and give us a little seed money to get this baby rolling. And it's worked out just fabulous. The Carnival armbands this year saves $10 per.
That's good.
So from 45 at the park to 35.
Yeah.
So that's
so
quite
we want
nice.
To work that. Everybody.
And that's a rollback on our part. It's been a number of years since we've been down there. And then we have both concerts set. Queensryche is coming. We're real excited about them.
Yeah,
we're already selling tickets to them.
Oh, I know. I happen to know quite a few headbangers in this town.
Yeah, we didn't even have them available, and they're chasing us down.
There you go.
So that was we're excited about that.
Who else is coming?
And up-and-comer in the country realm, Trey Lewis. He's like one of the highest rated internet artist.
Sure. And that's how a lot of them start these days.
Yeah, it's the only guys we can bring to Grants Pass in our little town.
I gotcha.
Budget. But we've heard his music and really excited.
I like
this
the mix.
Guy's an up and
You're going
comer.
From metal to country.
Yeah.
I'm going to compliment you guys. What you do have here in the Active Club, and I didn't even mention that, Jim Thompson, longtime member, generational member, went from young Active Club member recruit to one of the old guard.
Yep, I got in trouble one time for talking about the Good Old Boys Club, and I did it to the Courier in an article, and they made me pay for that.
And I love
that cost me.
I love the way you guys find each other all over the place, dude. Yep. It's a pretty cool club. Been glad to be kind of on the inside, even though I haven't been a member. I've always been a big supporter of the Active Club and seen the wonderful things you all do in this community. And Bootnik is the premier event, not just for the Active Club, because you do make it happen. And what a history behind that itself. It's such a great celebration of this community and every heart on board, not just the events, but it is our time to come together.
Yeah.
And it all comes down to boosting up the generation that we're raising. And that's what the Active Club is all about.
Yeah, we're very proud of, we are all volunteers. 100% of profits made go back into this community to youth. And we support, the list would go on and on.
Oh, I know it does, but I also know that you often take on special projects. And, of course, we're grateful for quite a few years now. It has been a collaboration between Grants Pass Broadcasting and the Active Club, and we do Kids Day. And it has really gone farther because of that, because of the great work you do in identifying the young families in need. And we have served more families through Kids Day, the first Saturday in each December we do that, with the Active Club than we ever did before.
Yeah, and that combination effort,
just blows us
when
away.
We came together with our local radio stations and the Active Club, we started out, we've always had an adopted child or two, four.
I remember that.
And it just grew from there. Pretty soon we had 20, 30 kids. And now last year, I believe we served 160 kids and 40-something plus families.
Yeah, it was close to 50 families.
Yeah, we had a budget of almost $40,000, including Christmas dinner.
It was awesome.
And so a lot of these kids, you pull up to these houses and trailers and tents. And
and all we're talking about.
Don't even
about
have a meal.
So. Everything we're talking about right there is because this community came together for us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And that's when we're talking Active Club, we're talking you behind the Active Club. They are our perfect extension of our hearts and our arms, and everything that we want to do, we can do. So always, anytime the Active Club is behind something, know that there are some true pure hearts there, and also a whole lot of fun. And that tends to make that spirit go a whole lot better.
Yeah, we certainly look at ourselves and how in 66 years... an event of this size grows in a town of this stature. Just unheard of. We've been approached all over the state by different nonprofits, and how do you guys do it? Well, it takes 66 years and a bunch of goofballs.
Pretty much. Of every
single. Not getting paid and just having some fun.
Yep. And I do love the combination of personalities you put together is unmatched anywhere, except for maybe this radio station. We have a few characters here.
We
kind of match up pretty well. That I am any kind of a character at all.
We'll keep that to ourselves.
So. Well, Jim, you know, we were talking a couple weeks back. We just caught up briefly and mentioned the B word the first time. And the cavemen are such a big part of that, the caveman club, and that little subculture that's part of the active club. And we really wanted to try to work them because they have such a great impact in getting everybody in the act. But we're trying to get them a little better outfitted, am I right?
Yes. A few years ago, James Lowe, Chief Bighorn, brought, you always know he's in the room.
Or yes,
the,
you can't.
The city block.
He needs no microphone.
No. And he brought the idea to us that realizing that the Cayman Cub had died away. And this club will now be 102 years old this year.
Right.
Started in 22, and one of the things we've gotten is a lot of the original memorabilia. We've got the original club from Ringette, that's the family name, and I've got a picture from 1922 in the Daily Courier with this club.
Also his
horns, and what people don't realize is the outfits we're wearing are all original. It's kind of a lost art to put skins together, get the pelts, get somebody that has the equipment and knows what to do with
how to sew them together.
And so we're literally wearing 100-year-old outfits. You'll find all little tufts of fur all over your car afterwards because they're turning to dust. We'd like to call out to the community, anybody with any of the memorabilia from the history of the Active Club or Caveman. We'd really appreciate those being brought back into the fold where we can use them.
If you could do that, it'd be wonderful. Just to make, and you know, it's still yours, but it sure would be nice to have it a part of the celebration.
Yeah. Well, the memorabilia, I really, last couple of years, have been working on creating an area where people can see the history of this club.
I love that.
Because some of the newer people that move here, they're like, caveman.
Where's that come
from? A bunch of cavemen. Well, yeah, there is quite a history behind it.
Yeah, and it's all in fun and community support.
Those old-timers, the stories we got from them were off the hook. I mean, they literally went down. When they opened the Golden Gate Bridge, they shut it down, the whole ceremony.
I'll be done.
When they were having the ceremony, they go up, bust in the middle of everything, put their chain of bones across it. I have pictures with the Kennedys, with Nixon, Dewey, that ran for president against Truman, various congressmen, senators, and they just walk right up. Nowadays, we'd be in a little trouble.
Yeah, you would. but that's understandable.
Their history is
I really love that.
And crazy.
Want to preserve that and carry it on a little bit, too. And if you have any good, real pelts, you know, we're not talking about endangered species stuff. We're all right.
Yes, we can take the pelts, and we are going to make some new outfits out of them.
Because we have growing caveman needs.
Yes.
But we still want the memorabilia, but if you do have that ability or you have something to donate or a place where you know that they can be, you know, brought in without being at extreme cost, because we want to keep everything for the kids in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Let's back up the Active Club and get them dressed proper,
proper
caveman.
Yep, the theme of Boatnik and the parade this year is the caveman.
I love it.
So we're trying to outfit as many as we can and really make it.
Who should they contact, Jim?
It's always the easiest is get a hold of you guys.
You bet.
The radio station.
We'll take the information to make sure, and you know where we are at 888 Rogue River Highway. But reach out to us and me personally at Finov. I'll be an ambassador for that.
Yeah.
And we'll take them on and make sure they get passed along. That would be easy.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, if they have, you know, if grandpa's no longer with us and sitting, we've had several folks where their original outfits were sitting in a suitcase somewhere.
Okay.
And, of that stuff is really helpful. Again, any memorabilia, anything historical.
Okay.
I'd really like to put a great display on. And
right.
And also the Active Club. I've got a trophy from one of the parades from, this would have been the Gladiola Festival, but from back in the 40s.
Yes.
And so we are getting that stuff together. We really appreciate it.
All right. So we'll be your clearinghouse in a way. And you know where we are at 888 Rogue River Highway. And you can call our front desk with that, any requests, or say, or make the connection at 476-6608. And at kajo.com, emails. We'll be checking all of that all the time, and we'll just expect a good response from you all listening right now. Let's make this Boatnik Celebration 2025 something really special and a little extra. KV.
Yeah. And if it gets down to if transportation's an issue, I've had people call me, and I went and got stuff.
And we will do that.
Yeah. So just reach out to the radio station. They know how to get a hold of us.
I do know how to. But now you're about to fly south there, young man.
Yeah, I'm getting out of this weather for a couple weeks.
The nerve of Jim Thompson to leave town and go to where? Florida?
Yep.
Might
go visit your sister and Rob.
I would love that,
over in Tampa. But yeah, I've had enough of the Oregon winter.
I get it.
Fly the coop for a little while.
You do that. And give my regards to Broadway.
Yes.
In that Broadway, anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's good to catch up with you always, Jim, and looking forward to getting our official promotion on for Boatnik.
Yes.
And as soon as we've got things
Boatnik
to talk
on.
About, you bet. You're right here. We always got a spot for y'all. You know that's true.
Yes. Always appreciate you guys. You guys' support's been just second to none over the years.
Well, we love the collaboration. We sure love good hearts, and that's kind of what it's all about here. So, traveling mercies on you, sir, and my best to you on your travels, and have a great time. I have a feeling you will.
Yeah, I probably force myself.
You're rather skilled at that. May I just call that out, too? You're skilled at having a good time.
Got to have some gifts in life.
Thanks for being here, brother.
Thank you.
We'll continue to talk. You bet. Boatnik. Get used to it. With a capital B. Got a little commerce to take care of and right back into the music.
Hi, I'm Vince Colonnais.